Sandstone. My mother and I are sitting in her private room at Sandstone, where she is now a permanent resident. Heavily sedated, she has her sunglasses on and keeps touching her hair. I keep looking at my hands, pretty sure that they're shaking. She tries to smile when she asks what I want for Christmas. I'm not surprised at how much effort it takes to raise my head and look at her. I'm wearing a two-button wool gabardine suit with notched lapels by Gianmarco Venturi, cap-toed leather lace-ups by Armani, tie by Polo. Socks, I'm not sure where from. It's nearing the middle of April. Nothing, I say, smiling reassuringly. There's a pause. I break it by asking, "What do you want?" She says nothing for a long time, and I look back at my hands, at dried blood, probably from a girl named Suki, beneath the thumbnail. My mother licks her lips tiredly and says, "I don't know. I just want to have a nice Christmas." I don't say anything. I spent the last hour studying my hair in the mirror I've insisted the hospital keep in my mother's room. "You look unhappy," she says suddenly. "I'm not," I tell her with a brief sigh. "You look unhappy," she says, more quietly this time. She touches her hair, stark blinding white, again. "Well, you do too," I say slowly, hoping that she won't say anything else. She doesn't say anything else. I'm sitting in a chair by the window, and through the bars, the lawn outside darkens. A cloud passes over the sun. Soon the lawn turns green again. She sits on her bed in a nightgown from Bergdorf's and slippers by Norma Kamali that I bought her for Christmas last year. "How was the party?" she asks. "Okay," I say, guessing. "How many people were there?" 40. 500. I shrug. I'm not sure. She licks her lips again, touches her hair once more. "What time did you leave?" "I don't remember," I answer after a long time. "One? Two?" she asks. "It must have been one," I say, almost cutting her off. "Oh." She pauses again, straightens her sunglasses, black Ray-Bans I bought her from Bloomingdale's that cost $200. "It wasn't very good," I say uselessly, looking at her. "Why?" she asks, curious. "It just wasn't," I say, looking back at my hand, the specks of blood under the nail on my thumb. The photograph of my father, when he was a much younger man, on my mother's bedside table next to a photograph of Sean and me, when we were both teenagers, wearing tuxedos. Neither one of us smiling. In the photograph of my father, he's wearing a six-button double-breasted black sport coat, a white spread-collar cotton shirt, a tie, pocket square, shoes, all by Brooks Brothers. He's standing next to one of the topiary animals a long time ago at his father's estate in Connecticut, and there's something the matter with his eyes.